Hello, everybody, and welcome to Walking Between Shadows. I'm Taryn Elliott, and along with me is my amazing husband.
I'm Ben Elliott.
And we're here to talk about true crime all the time.
So the case we're going to highlight occurred in 2015. It's Lauren Agee. And Lauren was a young lady, 21 years old, had the whole world in front of her, and she decided to go to Wakefest in 2015. Mm-hmm. In DeKalb County, Tennessee, about an hour east of Nashville.
Yeah.
And she went there with a lifelong friend, but not a friend that was really trustworthy, I guess. It was kind of a fair weather friend. But let's talk a little bit about Center Hill Lake in DeKalb County. And however, every year they host Wakefest. And Wakefest is where they have this wakeboarding competition.
What is wakeboarding?
Well, it's kind of like surfing.
Okay, but it's on lake water and not on
I mean, you can wakeboard ocean. On a beach, too, but, I mean, wakeboarding is, it may be kind of a hybrid between surfing and skiing, I guess you could say, because you can do it behind a boat.
Okay.
You can be pulled on a wakeboard.
I gotcha.
And this thing's a competition that's sponsored by, you know, big, you know, Fortune 100 companies like Budweiser and, you know, liquor companies and stuff.
Fireball. Sponsor.
Yeah, Fireball, right.
Woo.
And so it's an all-weekend party, and people get to go to it. And, again, this is an exclusive area that you really don't find just the public every day.
No. Alan Jackson had a place up there that was worth millions.
Yeah.
He wasn't allowed to cut any trees down when he went to build this place.
Well, he was allowed to, but he had to pay the Piper for that.
Yeah, free concerts.
Yeah, so
to
he had
the public.
He had to put on public concerts for so many events. That
right.
That's how I guess the HOA board let him cut the trees down to build the house.
Yeah, and he had a landing pad and everything out there. Mm. So that, I think that sold sometime in the 2000s and for like $1.5 million. That's it.
Oh, so he lost money on that.
I mean, now you could get a 4-bedroom rundown shack for about that much.
Especially in this area.
That's what I mean.
But we got to remember that Center Hill Lake is a big lake. And I'm sure there's areas of it that are more public access than others. But just in reference, there's part of it that's very exclusive. Yeah. And they hosted this, or still host this, Wakefest every year.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a weekend where people get their boats and go out and basically are party barges all weekend, get drunk and have a good time. However, Lauren found out some things just weren't right when she got there with her friend.
Before she left, she had plans to go with another girl by the name of Samantha Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really remember, or I couldn't decipher who exactly was with Samantha Arnold. I don't know if that was Lauren's ex-boyfriend, Clinton Martin. Either way, Samantha Arnold told Lauren she didn't have enough room for Lauren to ride with her.
Right.
And this enters Hannah Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah Palmer and Lauren had been best friends as kids.
Mm-hmm.
But Sherry Smith, and that is Lauren's mother, she claims that Hannah was a fair weather friend, a party girl.
Did Lauren and Hannah meet in Mississippi where she was born, or was it a friend she made when she moved to Tennessee?
Okay, so no. Lauren and her mother, Sherry, moved to Tennessee with their stepfather, Michael Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren's stepfather, Michael Smith, after Brian Agee and Sherry Smith divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Brian would be Lauren's father, mm-hmm. biological father. And he remained in her life, you know, too. I mean, she was very close to her father and her stepfather.
Yeah.
Very, you know, close to her siblings. She had stepbrothers from her stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
Two boys, I think it was Josh and Jordan
mm-hmm.
Smith. And she had a half-sister with her dad,
mm-hmm.
Allison.
But they all seemed to get along. There wasn't a family issue with
None.
Any side of that.
No, they were all very close.
Uh-huh.
Sherry and Michael. Michael has an advertising and marketing firm in Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherry Smith is a very successful realtor there.
Yeah. So Lauren was a gifted dancer and probably pretty athletic and stuff.
She was in a music video, from what I understand,
yeah.
and got a scholarship, full scholarship, dance scholarship to Bethel.
Yeah.
She was in a group in high school, in Hendersonville High School, called the Golden Girls. It was a dance group.
Mm-hmm.
And that got her a scholarship to Bethel. But she ended up turning that down and going to Volunteer State.
Yeah, Volunteer State, or known as Vol State. Yeah.
Vol State University
mm-hmm.
in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And she changed that major to criminal justice. And she was in her second year. She had just gotten accepted into an internship with a prominent attorney
mm-hmm.
in Nashville, I believe. Her friend wanted her to go with her, Hannah.
To Wakefest.
To Wakefest.
Yeah, Hannah.
Hannah okay. Palmer was jealous of that. And Lauren had stated to her mother that Hannah was jealous of her for getting this position. Hannah worked as an assistant in a law firm through Vanderbilt, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as much as good as Lauren's.
Yeah.
But Hannah was known for talking really bad about Lauren behind her back. Hannah didn't have many other friends.
Mm-hmm.
She was always, you know how those girls are, they're just so into their guys that they are just bitches to their friends and females and jealous and, you know.
Well, and when they have a man around, they don't want anybody else around.
Right.
And when they don't have a man around, they want to be up in every other girl's business.
Oh, yeah, trying to break them up with the guys
sure.
they're with.
Sure.
Hannah had called Lauren on the 24th and claimed, come on, and I'm going to meet my new boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Aaron Lilly, and he's going to have a couple friends up there, and I don't want to be the only girl.
Right.
And since a girl by the name of Samantha Arnold, you know, didn't have enough room for you, Lauren, come with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she says, all right, I'll go with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. We're going to get a cabin, Mom. You know, she goes down and tells her mom, look, I'm going to go up there and have a good time, you know, before this year kicks off and I'm going back to work and internship and school. And, you know, I'm going to go up there and have a good time with my friend.
Well, and that's another thing. Friends that generally get into stuff like that, they want somebody else to tag along so that they're not responsible for everything. Or
She didn't want to be the only girl.
Yeah, and she knew the story with Lauren and her other friends. She knew that and played on that. Like, well, if she's not good enough to take you, I'm good enough to take you.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, she was setting Lauren up from the get-go, and even she didn't understand how she was setting her up.
No, and you know, like I said, she talked about Lauren behind her back, and Lauren just kind of looked over that. She was said to be a very generous friend with her time and her friendship, and she just looked over it, and they got in the car and they jumped in, you know, on the 25th, on this Friday afternoon, they jump in Lauren's Jeep, her and Hannah, and they're headed to Wakefest at Center Hill Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And they're documenting this trip, this road trip up there. It's about an hour and a half, 2 hours from Hendersonville, and they're dancing and singing and posting it on social media. They get up there to Wakefest, and Lauren had the idea and had told her mother they were going to stay in a cabin up there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when they get there, they meet Aaron Lilly, Brooks Grumble, and Christopher Stout.
Yeah.
And these guys had been up there setting up the camp, which was not a cabin. It was on a cliff.
Yeah, so these other guys that they were going to meet were setting up like a camping site. But I looked, and in the part of the lake where they were located, there are cabin rentals and stuff like that. So again, Hannah tells Lauren that they're going to a cabin.
Yeah. No, they're going to camp. They're not getting a cabin. They're going to camp. Once they get there.
Yeah, but in the beginning, she had told her, we're going to stay in a cabin. It's going to be safe, blah, blah, blah. Again, set up.
Yeah.
Just
whatever fit her.
Yeah.
where she could get, where Hannah could get what she wanted.
Yeah, and at this point, I don't think it's a setup for murder. I think it's just a setup for her to have somebody else there.
Using her.
Using her, yeah.
Lauren decides to make the best of it. She's a positive girl. You know, I'm going to have a good time. But they were camping up on this 90-foot cliff. So it's 90 feet up on one side, 40 feet up the other. And she's going to have to sleep in a hammock with this Chris Stout that she's never met, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a boyfriend by the name of Chase Rutledge. And she had claimed before to a few people that he was the one.
Right.
This Chase guy.
So she was really into Chase.
She was into him. She had plans with him for the Tuesday night following this weekend to go to a party with him.
Yeah.
She was not ready for all this. You know, she really had a lot to live for.
Mm-hmm.
And they get up on this cliff. And there's really not much said about what went on this night. On Friday night, she ended up going to the marina. And then that might have been before she went to camp on the cliff. She's seen at a place called Fish Lips down at the marina.
What is Fish Lips?
It's a bar. It's like a bar, you know.
Okay.
And, of course, it's going hard, you know, with all these students there for that weekend. And she runs across a girl by the name. Lauren runs across a girl by the name of Cassie Franks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cassie Franks went to high school with Lauren and was also the ex-girlfriend of Aaron Lilly, which was, at this night, Hannah's new man. And Hannah and Cassie ended up getting in an altercation that night over some texts or something. Who knows?
I mean, but it probably all related to Aaron Lilly.
Right. And from what I understand, he was a piece of shit.
Yeah. Really,
Aaron Lilly, abusive and abusive to Cassie.
Yeah.
You know, that there was a lot of issues between them when they broke up. And then he gets with Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
And Lawrence gets kind of stuck there in the damn middle. Like, come on. I mean, I'm here. I'm your wingman. Please don't go out there and fight with Cassie. She had already talked, Lauren had already talked to Cassie earlier and said, you know, I'm in love with my boyfriend. He's the one. This Chase Rutledge. I do not have any romantic interest in Chris Stout.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having to stay up there on this, you know. So.
Yeah, but she's guilt by association because she's there with Hannah, who is now with Aaron Lilly.
Aaron Lilly.
And this is Aaron Lilly's ex-girlfriend that's confronting everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Cassie goes outside with Hannah, and they're looking at texts, and they end up getting into it, and Hannah grabs a hold of Cassie's hair and starts pulling her down to the ground, and then Cassie ends up hitting Hannah in the face, and Hannah runs off.
Mm-hmm.
They go back to the camp that night, and we really don't know what happened that night.
Mm-hmm.
We know that this camp is 90 feet up, 40 feet up on the other side, and you had to use a rope to pull yourself, kind of help guide you up there.
Yeah, to get up the slope, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it wasn't a sheer cliff. It wasn't just a brutal drop-off. It was a slope.
It was a slope.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they get up there the next morning. Lauren's seen, you know, the next day, Lauren's seen all Saturday out drinking a lot, you know, partying, having a good time, though. Mm-hmm. Good spirits. That Saturday night, back down at the marina, Lauren tells Cassie Franks, who's there again, that she's not having that much fun. She wants to go and stay in the houseboat with Cassie Franks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Cassie says, you know, I wish I could let you, but it's not mine and it's full.
Yeah.
Throughout the night, Lauren is seen on video camera dancing, you know, waving at the video camera, talking to a police officer by the name of Chris Yardchuk.
Mm-hmm.
He was an off-duty police officer that was working security there that weekend for Wakefest.
Mm-hmm.
And he said she was just, you know, she did not seem, she wasn't slurring her words. You know, she was drinking, but she wasn't incapacitated. I mean, just out of it at all.
Yeah.
And at 2:30 in the morning, he saw her, Chris Yardchuk, saw Lauren, Chris Stout,
Aaron.
Hannah and Aaron all get on a canoe and canoe back to the cliffs.
Mm-hmm.
He said he felt uneasy watching them leave.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a video. You can't see the girls in it, but you can hear them, and they're talking about they're going to their death trap.
The girls say that?
Yes.
Wow. I haven't seen that video.
Right. I did see it. And yeah. They're laughing and cutting up, and there's a short video of them saying they're heading to the cliff and they're heading to their death trap.
Hmm. That's eerie.
Right.
Wow. Okay. So Chris Yarchuk, who was the off-duty officer working security, was this from Fish Lips again, the same place?
Yeah, I mean, I think this marina was
kind of a nightclub atmosphere.
Where it was at, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm picturing, you know, there's a lot, like, different places open down through there, and, you know.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Yeah, I think the Fish Lips was the most popular with these. Or maybe that was the main one.
Yeah.
Not sure. Sunday morning. Sunday goes. No Lauren. On Sunday afternoon, the fishermen see a body floating.
Yeah, and this was a father and son fishing that day.
Right.
Yeah.
And they come across Lauren. They didn't know it was Lauren at the time, but they call in for, well, the security shows up first, and that's Chris Yarchuk. Mm-hmm. And he recognized her immediately.
Yeah. So, yeah, I read an account where they said they'd seen this pink, neon pink material floating in the water, and when they got to it, they realized it was a body.
Right.
Yeah, and then Chris Yarchuk, who had gone away early that morning and was back out there again to provide security services, was the first one back on the scene.
One of the first responders,
One of the first responders, yeah. Okay, I'm with you.
So he's there, and the police are getting there, and out of nowhere, here comes Chris Stout and Aaron Lilly canoeing towards him. Is that our missing friend? That must be our missing friend. The authorities show up, and they get her out of the water, and Chris Yarchuk notices a bite mark under Lauren's breast.
Yeah.
And looks like strangulation marks around her neck.
Yeah.
There was also some pooling. Looked like pooling in a V shape. A very weird.
It was symmetrical.
Symmetrical V shape.
Yeah, it was unnatural.
Chest. Unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Yarchuk told the coroner,
mm-hmm,
to make sure they do a rape kit. That was never done. They ruled this a accidental drowning, a possible accidental drowning, blunt force trauma.
Mm-hmm.
There was no injuries on Lauren that looked anything like this.
So they never found any blunt force trauma?
No.
Yeah, it was just that pooling of blood in that V shape under her neck, on her chest.
Right.
And then the bite mark. And there was a third injury. What was that?
Strangulation?
Yeah, ligature marks on her neck.
Yeah, strangulation marks around her neck. There was also no water in her lungs.
Yeah.
She was floating. Mm-hmm. She wasn't, you know, if she would have been alive when she went in the water, she would have had water in her lungs. She would have sunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she wasn't. She was floating.
Yeah.
They closed this case.
As an accident.
As an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Questioned Chris Stout, Hannah Palmer, and Aaron Lilly very little after this.
Mm-hmm.
All three gave a statement that they changed their story a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
The first was that Lauren had gotten into it with her ex-boyfriend and probably left it behind him.
Mm-hmm.
The next one was that she must have gotten up in the night to pee. Because, like, that campsite on that cliff, the girls would have had to go to a tree, drop their pants, and pee right there, you know,
mm-hmm,
and hold on to this tree to keep them balanced.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds amazing. And there's no way, I mean, they're saying that she went up there to pee, she must have fell.
Yeah.
Her flip-flops, her change of clothes, her phone, purse, sleeping bag was still at the campsite. And her mom still hasn't gotten any of these things back.
Yeah. So it's doubtful she got up and left to go find somebody, or she would have taken her stuff with her.
Right.
And then the story about her getting up to pee and falling, there's a little more you can elaborate to that as to why that's kind of a far-fetched story in the same.
Well, after this happened, the statement that was, you know, those statements were given, and these kids went quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because after that, every time they were questioned, they invoked their Fifth Amendment right.
Right. The family ended, the Smith family and the H.E. family ended up hiring a private investigator by the name of, what was her first name?
I just know her last name's Wysocki.
Wysocki.
Yeah.
And she's supposed to be really
good.
Really
yeah.
good.
Mm.
What did you find out about charges and the civil case that was being brought against
well,
these kids?
So Lauren Agee's family filed a wrongful death civil suit against basically Hannah, Aaron, everybody involved.
Brooks Gramble.
Yeah, Brooks Gramble. It went to court because I guess Hannah's attorney had filed a motion to remove her from the case because the family in the civil trial or in their complaint did not prove that Hannah had anything to do with Lauren's death. And there wasn't even question about that. So the judge said, you know, without the evidence and the time, I'm going to allow Hannah to be dropped from the civil suit. After that, it goes quiet. I don't know any disposition of anything, and maybe I just haven't looked deep enough into that to find out exactly what's going on or if anything's still pending.
After Lauren was found, another witness came forward by the name of Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Brown is a local guy. He owns his own business. He's married, got kids. He was there that weekend. And he claims that the Saturday night, early Sunday morning, he saw someone swimming up to the marina.
Yeah.
Get out and was coughing up water for a few minutes.
Yeah, and this was late Saturday night, early Sunday morning.
It was after midnight.
Yeah, so it was Sunday morning.
Right. And this person was over there, you know, coughing up all this water, and this guy, and he said, I almost drowned. And it was Aaron Lilly.
Mm-hmm.
What was he doing out there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Now, where did he see him? Did he see him at the beach under the cliff or under the hill where they were, cliff, whatever you want to call
right,
it?
Right.
So that's where he saw him.
Yeah, and he was swimming up to the deck area, you know, and he saw him standing on this deck.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, you know, this is strange. This mm-hmm. guy's, he's about to die. He's about
yeah.
to drown.
And he's totally out of place.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was a witness that came forward. He told the police about this, and they said if they needed any more information from him, they would contact him, and they never did. Another witness that was there was Cassie Franks,
mm-hmm.
and that was Aaron Lilly's ex. And she came forward a little bit later and claimed some abuse allegations on Aaron Lilly.
Yeah, so she totally went against a calm demeanor and told of, you know, kind of what his disposition was. It was abusive and hot-headed.
Yeah, she had photos and everything.
Yeah.
She tried to take these photos to the investigators. They declined to even look at them.
Yeah.
These photos of her, the abuse that she suffered from Aaron Lilly, said it had nothing to do with Lauren's case.
Right.
So we haven't been able to find out anything since, what, 2018? Right.
Yeah.
It's just gone quiet.
So, I mean, in reference to that, I mean, forget the idea that his character can be called to question. I mean, that's what that
yeah.
was all about, and they just ignored it. The investigators ignored it.
And then Christopher Stout, he ended up going to jail for a year for his third DUI.
Mm-hmm.
Or we found out that night there was drugs on the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
There was MDMA, pills, and moonshine.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nothing in her system, in Lauren's system, though. Just alcohol. And it was twice the legal limit.
Yeah.
So we don't know who bit her. We don't know how she got those marks around her neck. We don't know why she didn't have blunt force trauma to the head, if that's what the cause of death was, or why there was no water in her lungs. It bothers me. You know,
mm-hmm.
that no one's looking more into this, and it went quiet. But it may be because they've got some kind of answers, or maybe they don't.
Yeah, and who knows what those answers are. Now, the private investigator, Miss Wysocki, had put this out on her regular podcast schedule and was talking about it in depth. And Lauren Agee's family was contributing to that. And yeah, and the judge basically gagged everybody and said that if the family contributes to this podcast and Ms. Wysocki continued to publish it, that he could put them in jail. Meaning, you know, that he could put that family in jail as a result of the podcast that was informational and set to find some answers to something that clearly a botched investigation had happened and nobody was coming forward. And the people that were involved, that they know were involved, had invoked their Fifth Amendment so much that there was just no information available from anything that they said to keep the interest really alive there.
Very frustrating for the family.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's still, it's a closed case officially, but it needs to be reopened.
Yeah.
I mean, this is another.
And if it does, we'll talk about it, you know, absolutely bring it back up. If anything new comes of this case, we will talk about it.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, it's been fun, dear.
Thanks, everybody, for watching. This has been Walking Between Shadows. Again, I'm your host, Ben Elliott, and my wife, Taryn Elliott. Look for our next episodes coming soon, and don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button.